So we've now done everything I want to say about, this is all we're going to do about numerical analysis for ordinary differential equations. So what we're now going to discuss, and obviously we won't finish it today, is the true n-body problem with a whole bunch of particles and how we solve it in parallel. And as I mentioned, I think I mentioned this earlier, a long time ago, a problem like this, there are two things that make the problem numerically hard. One is the number of particles. The other is the fact that you've got to integrate over a lot of time values. Nobody has found a terribly clever way of parallelizing time. If you did, I mean, because time is inherently sequential. So the parallelization speed-up has got to come from parallelism over particles. So if you have a particle problem, there are really two forms of, so we've rejected parallelism over time, although there are various ingenious Fourier transform methods applicable to some problems where effectively you can parallelize over time, but in this type of problem you can't, and you wouldn't intuitively expect to be able to parallelize over time, because nature doesn't parallelize over time. Particles march forward in time, they do not do it simultaneously, as far as I know, at time t and t plus 10, start at t, get to t plus 10, and then do their own thing to move forward. So, you know, if you use physical intuition, you would not expect to be able to find an algorithm that's parallel in time. So if you look at particle dynamics problems, there are two forms of parallelism. One is the parallelism over the particles themselves, because remember, we have a bunch of particles here represented by vector positions x, v, and a. Each of these is a vector in the particles and a vector in free space. And then we have these coupled set of differential equations, ordinary differential equations. Then the parallelism comes because this is a vector. X is a vector. So we can parallelize over the particle which is evolving in time. We can also parallelize over calculating A, which is the force, essentially. It's the force divided by the mass. And so there are two classes of force problems. The force problem we're doing here, which is the order n squared problem, where to calculate the force on a given particle involves summing over all other particles, you can and you should use parallelism over the particles you're interacting with. If we had, if we were doing atomic physics with a bunch of atoms sitting in a crystal, typically, we would cut off the force, assume that a given atom only interacts with a few other atoms, then we would only parallelize over atoms, not over what they interact with, because it would be like Jacobi's problem. They would only interact with a few other particles. So, this order n squared problem is characterized by having parallelism over particles, parallelism over what they interact with. And here in this equation, I label particles, not time steps.